Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, as we've noted many times here on Clear Path, people are living longer than they ever have in history, staying engaged, staying vital, interested, and wanting to continue to work in some meaningful way. Baby boomers, of course, have redefined what retirement means. It's no longer a dropping off point where you go from work to rest and leisure, but a gradual, more phased in retirement. Catherine Collinson joins us here, as she typically does, to talk about these trends and insights that she conducts with the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, it's not just about staying engaged and even continuing to work, but those who are in retirement or approaching retirement want to continue to learn, to keep their skills up to date, and take advantage of a wealth of opportunities to do just that. Share with us some of the insights you've gained.
A new trend, one that we're just not talking about enough, is lifelong learning. And many people, just because we stop working doesn't mean that we want to stop learning. And learning can bring all sorts of benefits: enjoyment, staying active, involved, keeping our brains alert. And there's some terrific opportunities that don't involve midterms or final exams.
So someone who, of course, is 65 or 67, the chances are that they could live another 20 years in retirement and hopefully in a healthy way. So what are some of the options out there for people that they may not be aware of?
There's all sorts of terrific options for people who are retired and people who are still working. One that I wanted to talk about today is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which offers classes typically for people over age 50 that are on a range of really interesting topics that span history, science, art, literature, climate change, even financial management. And Osher is now at more than 120 universities across the country, including Johns Hopkins here in Baltimore.
So that's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. We'll put a link to that on the ClearPath webpage at wypr.org under programs. And of course, there are a plethora of other options here with our own local universities and colleges. I know the University System of Maryland, Notre Dame of Maryland, as well as the university's Renaissance Institute, also offer programs for continued learning.
Indeed. And also check out local community colleges. Many offer reduced tuition, and you can also sign up to audit a class if you don't want to take it for a letter grade with all the midterms and finals that go with that.
Catherine, you spend a lot of time looking at trends in retirement. What have you learned? I know this year in particular, you've been looking at current retirees. What have you learned about that's related to this issue of staying engaged and continuing to learn?
In our recent survey of retirees, we asked an open-ended question: what was your biggest surprise in retirement? And as a researcher, I was surprised that so many came back and said that they were bored.
Ouch, bored. And of course, it completely upends the notion that, that time of retirement is exactly when you get to do all the things, all the wonderful things that you've long thought of and planned for but haven't been able to get to, when in fact, you might just find you have more time on your hands than you care to.
Indeed. And participating in one of these programs is a great way to learn new things, but also a way to meet new people and be part of your community.
Well, thanks as always, Catherine, for the insights you bring. I guess the message of today is stay connected, stay engaged, and keep learning. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.